ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英会投資のその2、49から72に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で24問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それでは、テストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Hi, Diana. I haven't seen you in ages. How are you? How's your restaurant business?
Oh, hello, Jamie. I'm fine, thanks. But business hasn't been good for a while. I almost had to close the restaurant last year, but I just managed to survive.
What's the problem? Your place used to be so busy.
Right. Business was great.Before the new highway opened. But now, instead of people having to drive through town, they can travel around it. I used to get most of my business from people passing by, but there's almost no traffic now.
I'm sorry to hear that. What are you planning to do?
The restaurant is too big. I plan to knock it down and open a smaller, more economical one. I can sell the extra land to cover most of the cost of rebuilding.
Have you considered moving to a new town and opening a new one?
I've thought about it, but I have customers who are old friends and who eat at my place regularly. I can't let them down.
Question 49. What does the woman plan to do about her restaurant business? 2.
Good morning, listeners. Today we have Mark Teagan on our program. Mark has created a new online tool which could change the way people consult with their doctor. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this new tool.
Well, it's called Humbert. It's an online video chat room that allows patients to chat with doctors online.
I see. Are people comfortable talking with doctors online?
Actually, most are, so that hasn't been a problem.We were sure that young people would be comfortable with the system. However, we found that Humbert works even better with older people who enjoy talking with their doctor without having to leave their house. We expected to have trouble with a lack of a stable internet connection in some rural areas, but it hasn't turned out to be an issue. If anything, the system has been too successful. Doctors find it hard to keep up with the number of patients wanting to use the technology.
I see. Well, this is really quite interesting.Thanks for coming in, Mark, and sharing this with us.
Question 50. What is the problem with the Humbert video system? Listening 3.
Joe, since we're both going to be in Chicago next week for the same conference,Is there any chance we can get together for lunch?
Sure. What day is good for you? I arrive on the 25th and leave on the 30th.
How about the 26th?
I'm meeting some friends that day. What about the 27th?
That's the day I give a presentation. I might be a little busy preparing for it.
I'm afraid the 28th is out too. I have a lunch meeting on that day. How about the day after?
The 29th? That's when I fly back to Japan.You know, I'm not presenting until 2 o'clock on the 27th. Can you make an early lunch, say around 11?
Sounds perfect. I look forward to it.
Question 51. On which day will the man and woman meet each other for lunch? Listening 4.
Today's topic is about how London is dealing with overcrowded roads due to an increase in deliveries. As more and more people do online shopping, even for daily necessities like food, the volume of traffic has increased. Some areas of the city have already banned motorbikes delivering food. The city is also considering banning truck deliveries during times when roads are busiest, such as during rush hour. Another proposal was to require delivery services to use buses rather than cars to reduce the number of vehicles on the road, but this was rejected by businesses for being impractical.
Question 52. What has been banned in parts of London to reduce traffic? Listening 5.
Hey, Lisa, how was your weekend?
Great. I went glamping.
Glamping? What's that?
It's glamour camping. For glamping, you stay in a cabin or even in a tent, but it doesn't feel like you're in a tent. It feels like you're in a resort. I stayed in a tent, but it had a heated floor, a large bed, and a beautiful bathroom.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. I guess now you don't want to go back to regular camping.
No, actually, I still enjoy camping. If I'm with my husband and children, then we do regular camping. If I'm camping for just the weekend, then I'll still bring my tent. And if the place is nearby, I also prefer regular camping. But if I want to go camping for a longer period of time, like a week or more, then I want a nice bed. Of course, it's more expensive, but I don't mind.
What if it's far away, like in another part of the country?
I don't know. I haven't done that yet.
Question 53. When does the woman prefer to go glamour camping? Listening 6.
Come on, Gabriel. Hurry up. The train is leaving in 5 minutes. We need to get to the platform.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. I just want to get something to read. It's a long trip to Fukuoka.
Well, I'm done with this news magazine. You could read that.
That's too short. Last time we went to Fukuoka, I read your newspaper, and I was finished before we were even halfway there. I want something longer, like a novel. But I just can't decide which one to get.
Why don't you get a guidebook for Fukuoka? That would be useful.
I bought one last week for our trip, but I've already read it.
Well, we're out of time. We have to go right now.
Okay. I guess I'll just have to read your magazine then.
Question 54. What did the man buy for the trip to Fukuoka? Listening 7.
Hey, Darren, are you okay? You look pretty sleepy.
What? Oh, sorry, I haven't had my morning coffee yet.
Why didn't you pick up a coffee from your usual coffee shop? Was it closed today?
No, there were just way too many people, and I didn't have time to wait.
Don't tell me they'd run out of coffee.
That would be funny, but no. I think they were selling coffee at half price, and they didn't have enough staff to deal with the crowd. And I didn't want to buy one somewhere else where it would be more expensive.
Question 55. Why didn't the man buy coffee from his usual coffee shop this morning? Listening 8.
Hey, I'm at the bakery, but I can't see any of the chocolate cakes you wanted. Do you want me to get you something else instead?
Sure. What's left?
I can see blueberry muffins, banana bread, apple pie, and strawberry cake.
I can't decide.
The banana bread looks really good, but it's $4.
How does the strawberry cake look?
Good. It has lots of strawberries in it, but it costs a dollar more.
What about the apple pie?
It's pretty big, enough for two people. It's $4.50. The blueberry muffins also look good. They're $3.50 each.
Okay. Get me a muffin and some banana bread.
Question 56. Which is the most expensive item in the bakery? Listening 9.
Sam, where have you been? It's 10:30. Our plane is boarding in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Rose. The airport bus got here late. The traffic was really heavy. I should have arrived at 9:45, but I didn't get here until 10:15.
You should have taken the subway. I arrived here at 9:30.
Yeah, I'll do that next time.
Question 57. What time did the man arrive at the airport? Listening 10.
Our rugby club was supposed to play a match against another university at Tsuruma Park on Sunday, but it was postponed due to the typhoon.
That's a shame. Have you managed to reschedule it?
Well, yes, but it wasn't easy. We hoped at first to reschedule it for Friday, but the park isn't available that day.
So what are the alternatives?
Luckily, it's available next week on both Wednesday and Thursday.
That's good news. So which day did you decide?
The other university team can't make it Wednesday, so we'll play on Thursday.
Question 58. What day did the woman originally want to reschedule the match for?
パート B リスニング11から12では英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Toru, you're looking annoyed. What's wrong?
I'm just frustrated. I've been trying to rent an apartment for my family when we go to the US for a year. I just keep running into trouble trying to do it from here in Japan.
Really? I thought the internet would make all that so simple.
So did I at first. Even though I can't actually visit the apartments, it's not a problem because most places post lots of pictures of the apartments online.
So, what is the problem?
Well, one thing is the time difference. That makes talking directly to someone inconvenient. I either have to stay up until the middle of the night or get up very early.
I hadn't thought of that.
Neither had I. But the biggest headache is filling out the online forms.
Oh, how so?
Most of these sites are not really designed with international customers in mind. They keep asking for a US address, but I don't have one yet. Same thing with phone numbers. In addition to all that, there's also the problem of registering the kids for school.
Oh, I'll bet that must be expensive.
Actually, cost is not a problem at all. They'll be going to the local public high school, which is free.
How about English language programs for your children? I'll bet finding a public school with those kinds of programs is difficult.
No, actually public schools in the US must offer support for children whose native language is not English.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, that means I don't have to find a private teacher. Believe it or not, the one thing I can't figure out is which grade they should go in.
Why? Wouldn't they just go in the same grade they're in now?
We'll be going in September, which is the middle of the school year here, but the start of the new school year over there. So, do I move them up to the next grade or keep them in the same grade?
Did you ask the school?
I've emailed, but haven't gotten a reply yet, and I can't call. I do have an appointment to meet the school principal the day after we arrive, so it may have to wait until then.
I hope you get it worked out soon.
Listening 12.
Hi, Joan. Did you hear the terrible news? Our favorite TV series, University Vampires, has been canceled.
What? That's terrible. I love that show.
It's really strange. I read in an entertainment magazine just a few months back that they were planning a new season. Then, late last night, I read a story online about the cancellation. I didn't want to believe it, but it was confirmed this morning by a friend who saw the story on the news. I'm really disappointed.
I'm certainly going to miss it. But I did hear that the main star was asking for lots more money and threatening to quit if she didn't get it. I wonder if that had anything to do with the cancellation.
Well, according to the story, that had nothing to do with it. The fact is that the director had decided to leave the show because he wanted to work on a different movie. University Vampires is actually still popular, but the producers couldn't find a director suitable enough to maintain the quality of the show.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
パート C、リスニング13から14では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、その間に、印刷されている問題文に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13. You will hear a man talking about fast food in France. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
You might think that the traditional French ham and butter baguette sandwich would be the most popular fast food in France. But think again. A recent study shows that sales of American-style burgers have overtaken the sales of these sandwiches. According to a French restaurant marketing company, about 1.2 billion ham and butter baguette sandwiches were sold in France in 2017, while 1.4 billion burgers were sold during the same period.Sales of both baguette sandwiches and hamburgers are on the rise, the study says. It notes that baguette sandwiches saw a 1.3% growth in 2017, while burger sales recorded a 9% increase. Curiously, in France, the number of hamburgers sold by McDonald's has not varied for years. What has changed, though, is the growing number of restaurants putting burgers on their menu. In fact,80% of restaurants surveyed in France included burgers on their menu in 2017. The rise of the American-style burger was noted in a story in the New York Times, which reported that restaurant Le Dali and other famous restaurants in Paris had added burgers to their menus for the first time 10 years ago.
Listening 14. You will hear a man called Jack talking to a woman called Linda about a hair salon. Look at the 4 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Wow, your hair looks great.
Thanks. A new hair salon opened up near my apartment, and I thought I'd try it out.
I'm not happy with the guy who cuts my hair, so I've been looking for a different hair salon. Does your new place do men as well?
Yep. There were a couple of men in there when I went.
How are the prices?
They're actually pretty affordable. There is one problem, though. The place is always super busy.
So I suppose you have to wait a long time?
Not necessarily. When I went, a lot of people were waiting, but I'd made an appointment and was able to go straight in.
Well, I guess if it's busy, they must be good, right?
Yeah, they're great. And really friendly, too.
Have you got their number? I'll call them later.
Yes, and if you mention my name, I'll get 10% off my next haircut.
Okay, I'll be sure to do that.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。